8:31. It is the Morning Conversation News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Southern Oregon Economic Summit is happening starting tomorrow. Brian Prowitz, the Executive Director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, in to talk about it. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kyle.
So tell us about this event. Looks like a lot is going on over a two-day period.
Yeah, tomorrow we've got tours starting at 11 o'clock at the fairgrounds, and it coincides with trips to Convey and SOWI, the Southern Oregon Wine Institute. We've got a reception dinner tomorrow night, and then on Wednesday from 7:30 at breakfast until about 4 o'clock, we've got a conference. Basically, the whole concept here is to introduce people inside and outside of Douglas County and Southern Oregon of the innovators and the partnerships and the lifestyle that we enjoy in this area, in the hopes that more people will understand more about us. Maybe it'll impact the reputation that we have, our perception throughout the state. Could lead to potential businesses and people relocating here. And basically, what we want to do is really celebrate the challenges and the wins, mostly celebrate the wins around the things that are happening here in Southern Oregon for those who don't know.
Now, is this kind of aimed at people that are already living here, or do you have some folks coming in from out of the area?
Yeah, we definitely have leaned on PAC West, which is a lobbying organization out of Salem, for more of a statewide invitation for a statewide audience. We know we've got some people coming from outside the area. How many right now, I don't really know. We're going to see. But I think it's a mix. I think it'll be about 75-25 local people versus around the state. And then we've done a job to try to encourage Jackson-Josephine County participation as well. So it's truly Southern Oregon Economic Summit.
A lot of interesting things going on here. And sometimes people are so close to it, or you just see, you know, you pass a building every day, mm-hmm. and you don't really think about some of the innovation that's happening right here.
Oh, that is the truth for sure. And we want to show people more, kind of pull the curtain back on some of our local innovative manufacturing concepts that were born here. For instance, is one of our panels. So Convey, Orenco, Roseburg Forest Products, Umpqua Research, all participating in that. We've got a forward thinking panel on Wednesday as well with the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians providing some information about what's happening with K-Bar Ranches and with Umpqua Technologies and some of the patents that they're working on. And then we've got Josephine County and Jackson County represented pretty well as well. Colleen Padilla from So Ready, which is the Southern Oregon Regional Economic Development Inc. Out of Medford, will be part of one of our panels. And I'm really excited about some of the Grants Pass Josephine County people that are going to be involved. We've got Travis Hamlin. He's the big boss at Katana Craft. You may know them more as Hellgate Jet Boats. They also had the contract to build the boats at Crater Lake, and some other innovators, mentors, entrepreneurs coming out of the Josephine County area as well. So, I'm getting so excited. I was gone late last week on a big trip to the East Coast. I'm back now, and now it's just full focus on this. And now, Kyle, the work is basically done, and I'm getting really, really excited.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be a pretty action-packed couple of days.
Yeah, definitely. We're trying to pack as much as we can into a short period of time to give the most value for what we're asking people to spend their time on. So between the tours tomorrow and then the conference all day on Wednesday, it should be really good. We also have a legislative update panel. We've got the closing inspiration. So a few weeks ago, the CEO of Ford Family Foundation, Kara Carlisle, spoke at the Roseburg Chamber event. And she talked about the power of voice, the power of story, the impact of rural voices as well. And she's going to be our closing speaker. I get to talk to her in kind of a fireside chat setup is kind of what we're calling it. So to get inspiration from her as we head out the door on Wednesday afternoon is going to be a perfect way to cap it.
Now, can people still get tickets to go to this?
Good question. I think tickets are probably still for sale. I'm going to say yes to that answer, to that question, Kyle. So SouthernOregonEconomicSummit.com would be the place to go for tickets. The reason I kind of wonder a little bit is because at some point we had to give Seven Feathers a final number for dinner tomorrow night. But I think on the website it says tickets are for sale all the way through tomorrow. So if you wanted to join us, you certainly can. SouthernOregonEconomicSummit.com.
And as you look at what's happening around the Umpqua Valley, it seems like, I mean, there's a lot of things about this area. Our location makes us, you know, right on the I-5 corridor, right between Portland and San Francisco, and the potential here, it seems like we've got a lot of untapped potential.
Yeah, and I know we've said that for a long, long time here, too, whether that be fully developing our winery scene here or adding manufacturers and more industrial manufacturing and employers and that kind of a thing. But one of the major factors that is leaning in our favor is any development with the Port of Coos Bay. That Port of Coos Bay event and proposal or project could really impact the value and the interest in our industrial sites here, just because we are where you have to hit I-5 coming over from the coast. That's one of the big factors in our favor. I know that there are a lot of factors that are against our favor. If you want to talk about inflation and interest rates and those kinds of things that we've seen impact our local economy here recently with some closures and such, I know that's frustrating. But we also have some really good things to look forward to, and I'm excited to be part of it, and I can't wait to showcase some of that in the next 2 days.
All right, and again, the website address?
SouthernOregonEconomicSummit.com.
All right, Brian Prowitz, the Executive Director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.